Welcome to podcast number 12. This podcast is strictly aimed at everybody who is now starting to take care of their parents in one way or another, whether that be financially, emotionally, or just giving them peace of mind that they have everything taken care of for God forbid something happened to them. This last year, I have been dealing with a lot of situations where, unfortunately, parents have passed away. They have real estate, and now we're dealing with consequences of either being prepared or not prepared. So I figure I would kind of have a candid conversation on what you guys need to be ready for and what you need to account. And hopefully this will raise some questions on are you prepared and what needs to be done and potentially how to solve some of the problems. Let me start off by saying that the best thing you can do for your parents, if it hasn't been done already, is a living trust. Make sure, even if you pay for it, that they have a living trust. If you guys need someone to do that for you, let me know. I'm more than happy to give you some suggestions and recommendations. But a living trust is, in essence, something that's done while they're living that guarantees or that their wishes will be followed. It's different than a will. Because if you have a living trust, it does not go to probate. If you have a will, it still goes to probate. So you got to have a living trust. And that makes sure that their wishes financially, if everything they have goes to the right people and the right amount. So other than that, let's talk about the stuff we're dealing with now. So our parents are at retirement age and they're starting to get into challenges physically. The first one that's very obvious is a two-story. A lot of people's parents live in a two-story home and where there's no bedroom downstairs. And so what do you do there? Well, there's a few options, right? One is an additional dwelling unit, ADU. You get some kind of line of equity on the house to help pay for an additional dwelling unit to add a bedroom of some kind so they're not going up and down the stairs. That's one option. Second option is obviously you sell the home, and then you go ahead and buy a single story home. If you do that though, there's a few things you need to worry, concern yourself: capital gains, property taxes, and tax base. Make sure that if you sell that home, that they're not going to be charged taxes depending on what the amount of proceeds are. There's a few ways to alleviate that. One is just ask us and we can figure out the numbers for you. If there is tax implications, then have them do a 1031 exchange where they can then go ahead and sell their home and buy another home and a single story somewhere and not worry about paying any taxes. The other thing is property taxes. They might have a very low tax base because they're only being taxed on $200,000. And if they sell their home and buy another one at $500,000, now their property taxes are going to double. So there is definitely an opportunity for them to transfer the tax base from the existing home to another home. So you're going to want to inquire about what that looks like. And I'm more than happy to break it down to you guys. So in a different video or specifically text me, email me, reach out to me, and I'm more than happy to break it down individually what that means to you. Let's assume that now that your parents are not going to be selling their house. They already live in a single story and they're just dealing with the other stuff, medical or maybe financial. They're on security. They're on fixed income, social security, that kind of stuff. But you need to fix up the house, or there's things you need to do, or they need more money, but you can't sell the house and you can't refinance because they don't have a job. So you have the options of a line of equity. That one might be a little tougher to get because there has to be some kind of income for, in some way they have to show that they could pay it back, right? The other one is to do a reverse mortgage. In essence, a reverse mortgage is they're accessing the available equity right now, as opposed to when they sell it. So, you know, let's say $200,000, they start getting monthly income. They start getting equity payments out every month until they pass away. Obviously, that takes equity away from the house for the siblings, but it definitely can be a solution financially if that's what they need. The only downside is if they pass away, you have 6 months to sell it before the bank forecloses or you pay off that mortgage. So if you're going to sell the house right away, it's not an issue. But if you get put in a situation where a sibling lives with your parents and they don't want to move or they can't move, then that might create an issue for you. Another issue is retirement home versus in-home care. They both are completely different scenarios. Sometimes people want to live in a retirement home. Sometimes they do not. They'd rather be in their house. And that's an individual decision on them. But I will say this, is regardless of what you pick, make sure that if your parents are more comfortable at their house, it's a single story, their space, keep them there. Don't move them out of their comfort zone. Focus on finding in-home solutions. If your parents are still very active, extremely active, and they want to be out and about, retirement homes are great. There's certain retirement homes that I'm more than happy to refer out that there's a ton of stuff for them to do and keep busy. So I think we are now in a situation where these are the things that we never wanted to think about that we are now thinking about whether we want to or not. And my recommendation is absolutely that we be proactive and not just assume that we have plenty of time, because I think the best thing we can do to our parents is give them peace of mind that if something happens to them, God forbid, that they know that the siblings aren't going to fight for whatever's left and that there's a plan in place for it to be executed. All right, guys, if you guys need information on anything from property tax, transfer base, 1031 exchanges, reverse mortgage, retirement communities that might benefit your parents, please reach out. I'm more than happy to give those resources out to you so you guys can take care of your parents. God bless, guys.